Folks, pay attention carefully to world events. We are all watching and witnessing and living through a global rug pull operation, which means the globalists are pulling the rug out from under human civilization. They're taking away all of the pillars of infrastructure that are necessary to keep 8 billion people alive. And this is being done, of course, on purpose, 100% deliberate. The takedown didn't have to happen, but it is underway, and now much of it is unstoppable. So we just published a list on naturalnews.com of all of the shutdowns of steel plants and aluminum smelters and copper smelters and zinc and other all kinds of other metals, even manganese and so on. So we're witnessing, iron ore, of course, we're witnessing a global takedown of the metals infrastructure without which modern society cannot function. You can't build buildings without steel. You can't build vehicles or airplanes without aluminum. You can't build a home without copper or aluminum wiring. You know, you need these metals for everything. And as the metals are being shut down, the global economy is also imploding. And this is on top of the other shutdowns that are being engineered on purpose, such as energy shutdowns affecting Western Europe. And yes, it was all on purpose. They initiated the economic sanctions against Russia, knowing that the energy would be cut off. This is all a design to implode Western Europe and cause millions of people to starve or freeze to death this coming winter. All deliberate. But on top of energy, there's also a food shutdown. Global food production has plummeted. And right now, we're still eating, you know, last season's food, which wasn't in crisis like it is now. But over the next 12 months or so, food scarcity is going to become a critical, urgent issue for people all over the world. And we've also seen, of course, a loss of fertilizer production. And as you know, no fertilizer means no food. No energy, no natural gas means no fertilizer. And no energy means no industry. No industry means no jobs. This is a death spiral. But it's all being engineered on purpose because this is the global shutdown just on display at this point. Remember that if it were just one thing, just an energy crisis, for example, people could still feed themselves or they could still keep their jobs. But, you know, they could find other alternatives. But it's not just an energy crisis. It's a food crisis, a fertilizer crisis, electricity crisis, heating energy crisis, on top of a financial crisis that's also being planned and implemented globally. So this is a giant rug pull where all these governments of the world, for a long time, they pretended that they were your friend and they were on your side. Like, oh, we're here to serve the people. And we're here to make your life better. We're here to move forward, progress. No, that was all just an act. They did all that to get power and then to create a crisis like COVID, and believe me, there are more crises coming, and then they take even more power from all these crises and they use that to commit genocide, mass extermination of the human population. The governments are not your friends. They are they're the enemy of humanity. They are trying to mass murder billions of human beings. Now, understand that with the vaccines, over 12 billion injections have been given globally, just the COVID vaccines, that's going to kill billions of people. It's already done. And to our knowledge, there's no way to reverse that. And we don't know how to reverse these giant fibrous clots that are killing people. They're being pulled out of the arteries of people who took the vaccine. But a lot of people are just dying, and that number is going to explode with each passing month from here forward. The food scarcity and energy scarcity is going to hit the Northern Hemisphere this coming winter. Now, remember that Australia and New Zealand are in the Southern Hemispheres, thus they have inverse calendars for winter. So Australia just came out of their winter, whereas Europe and North America is just about to move into winter. But most of Western civilization is located in, of course, Western Europe, the United States, Canada, you know, Northern Hemisphere countries. So they're about to go through just a god-awful winter of starvation and freezing and financial collapse as well. Now, note that the leaders of these Western nations are in no way trying to resolve these problems. They're not saying, well, I guess, except maybe the Italy prime minister said to drop the sanctions, but most of these countries, or all the rest of them, are not saying, let's drop these sanctions against Russia so we can turn the gas back on and we can have food and fertilizer and heat this coming winter. Nobody else is saying that in Western Europe. They're all saying, oh, we're going to double down on this insanity. We're going to let our people freeze and starve, and then we're just going to blame Putin. So they don't care one lick about the people. That's kind of an old saying, isn't it? One lick. Well, no, seriously. They don't care one lick about their own people. They want you to die. They want you to starve. And so that's why they put all this in motion. Now, they're not done. They still are going to unleash both a cyber war false flag attack on banks and power grid infrastructure, and they're going to initiate a financial collapse of Western currencies, both the EU currency, the euro, and the dollar, and probably the yen will go down as well. So those are two major crises events that are coming that you haven't yet seen. And the cyber attack is going to take down the power grid. It's going to plunge everybody, even in North America, into the dark ages if it is successful. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how far they take it. The financial collapse is going to thrust everybody into instant poverty, where the banks don't function, the ATMs don't function, you don't get paid, nobody can work for some period of time. And this is, of course, also known as the financial reset, or the Great Reset. And that's been planned for a long time. Some people think that's going to happen around mid-December. But I don't know the timetable on it. I think that even the globalists don't necessarily know when they're going to pull that. They're waiting for the right moment to do it. Personally, I think that if they think they can rig the elections in November, they will wait on these events until after the election so that they still control the House. And then they unleash the crisis events while they have absolute executive and legislative power. But if they think they're going to lose the midterm elections, then they're likely to unleash one or more of these false flag events before the election, potentially in order to halt the elections or to cause mass chaos or to blame conservatives in hopes that the conservatives would then lose the election because of whatever event would be happening. So the timeline for that potential event would be mid-October. So really just a little over a month away. So think about that, folks. We are in very, very dangerous times. We know they're going to unleash more false flag events. We know they're going to try to take down the power grid. We know they're going to try to unleash some form of terrorism, mass shootings, financial collapse. We know they're going to make Western civilization insolvent, and they're going to try to starve everybody to death. But we also know that the way to make it through all this is through preparedness, financial preparedness, asset storage, you know, in precious metals, for example, food preparedness, having extra backup food, have the ability to defend yourself. So self-defense readiness with firearms and ammunition, maybe body armor if it's legal in your area. I always say keep it legal, but also get ready, because we're talking about the total collapse of Western civilization and the collapse of civility that goes with it. We're talking about lunatic zombie mobs starving and freaking out, desperate to steal and loot and do anything to possibly stay alive. So it's going to be a very dangerous time. The next 6 months in particular are going to be extremely dangerous. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can check my website, prepwithmike.com, for preparedness information. And lots of how-to videos as well. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Get prepared. Take care.